So here we are in Mataró, Barcelona, Spain, with the full drivers crew. So the guys who did the downwind race, 18 kilometers, downwinding with the full drive. And we have all sorts of backgrounds and levels, but none of us is an experienced downwinder. But despite that, we all learned something. We all had a great time. And that's what we are here for, to chat about full drive used for downwinding, for people who are not necessarily into downwinding just yet. And I'm gonna pass the lead on to Dominic, the full drive sales rep for Full Drive Europe, and he's gonna ask us questions about our experience.
I am indeed, yeah. Thanks very much, Gail. Now, the first thing I wanna say is a huge thank you to Gail and Aaron and Sean and David Fryer for traveling all the way down here and taking a big leap of faith, a big risk, because this is quite new. The downwinding scene is very new to these guys. They are all very, very skilled in their own right, in their own disciplines of foiling. But downwinding is, like I say, totally new to them. So I think what I'll do is, first of all, just say that it's not quite the entire foil drive division for this downwind race, because the winner, Dave West, is missing. Now, he's off doing other things. I've already checked, and he's happy for us to go ahead with this podcast without him. And the reason why we are doing it without him is because he, as the winner now of two full drive division downwind races, he is such a high level that I think the point of this little recording, this podcast, is for people who aren't at the highest level of downwinding to just relay their experiences in the hope that it can inspire some people to start or give them the motivation to continue their downwinding journey, but also just to show how useful foil drive is as a tool for enabling people to learn. So I want to start us all off just by saying, you know, one at a time, we're going to relay or explain our experiences, the equipment that we've used, our backgrounds, all of that sort of thing. So let's just start off with Andrea. Start us off, Andrea. So your background in foiling, the equipment that you've used, and how you... Well, let's start there. We'll go around with everybody just doing your background in foiling and the equipment that you you use today.
Hi, I'm Andrea from Foil Drive Europe. I work with Dominic. And yes, today was for me the first downwind race in my local area. I practice surf foiling and very, very short run, like let's say 1K, 2K, but never done like something so big. And yeah, I used a 35 liter board Sunova with Assist Max Power, and with power battery, and I'm on Armstrong foils, and I used the H80 foil, which was probably not the best choice, but this is something I'll explain later, yeah, because there is a story behind that, and with 140 tail.
Cool. Let's go over to David, and then once you finish, you can introduce your two sons.
Okay. Hi, I'm David Fryer. I live in Tuscany in Italy, luckily. I started foiling probably nearly 4 years ago, wing foiling. Wing foiling's got to a really good level. A couple of years ago, started surf foiling or prone foiling. And then after a toe foiling trip in Bali, I just know we couldn't afford a jet ski or anything. So it was like the foil drive was the perfect equivalent to get us into foiling in the same way we were tow foiling in Bali. So we opted for the foil drive, and in Italy we use it for surf foiling, and we haven't done any downwinding up until today. So, but we'll go into that later. My two boys are here, Aaron and Sean.
Your equipment first.
My equipment, I got all Armstrong gear, but as foils, HAs, I went for a HA 980. It was what I wanted to use, not what I should have used. And the board I've got, we've made a homemade trench board with a local shaper, Stefano. Blade custom boards. It's about a 5.4, about 55, maybe max 60 litres and 19 wide. So, and not made for the quick change. It's more of a performance style box. So I got to lift the mast out and change the thing. It made a big difference to me. It's made it easier and not downwinding, but it's made getting up on foil a lot easier, and I can use a much smaller foil. I can get up in flat water on a low setting with a 680 foil.
Wow, cool. And today you were using the Max with the power battery?
Max with a power battery and a 980.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Boys.
Hi. Hi, I'm Aaron Fryer, and today I was using the new 45-litre Beluga from RRD, which is like 45 litres. I had a 900 foil, which is the new Flying Fish, which is really fast, and I really enjoyed it. And my background with foiling is I started wing foiling 2 years ago. 2 years ago, a bit more maybe, and I fell in love with it immediately. I loved it, and after about 2 or 3 months, I've started proning. And like Dave said, we went to Bali and fell in love with surf foiling. And I've got my twin brother here on my right.
Which foil driver were you using?
I was using the Slim, Slim with the smallest battery, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sean. As my brother said, we started foiling about 2 years ago. And today was our first downwind. Although we are experienced foilers, we have never downwind, and this was our first experience. I was using a 35-litre Skysurf, I think it's a 4.4. And a 82 mast D-Lab Slim, and a 905 glide with a 180 backtail. And as my brother said, I guess even though we were quite experienced wing foilers and proning, we are quite good at proning, we had like the battery that we had, it was too small, so we didn't manage actually to finish the race, so...
Hang on. We'll get into that in a minute, I think. Let's just start off with... You've done your background, you've done your equipment, and we'll go into all of that because there's so much that we can say. So, yeah. Aaron, did you say the type of foil that you were on as well as the board? Do you want to add that as well?
Yep, I was using... it's in between a mid-aspect and a high aspect, so it's not the ideal foil for downwind conditions, so I had to pump a bit, and it was a bit hard, but I still had fun.
Yeah.
And like he said, it was a first downwinder, so yeah, awesome. This is my first one, but it's not going to be the last one.
Nice.
Okay. By the way, when you say a bit, it means like 1 hour pumping, because I saw you 1 hour pumping, so really well done.
Okay, now Gael.
My name is Gael. I'm riding Ketos Foils, which is a brand that handcrafts foil in France. That's why, unfortunately, my proper downwind foil wasn't ready yet. That's why I had to use a more light wind wing foil type of foil, which is like about a 9 high aspect and has a quite some like a shape, which is nice when you need to carve, but when you need the maximum glide, it's probably not the best choice. But anyways, I had a great time. I was on my Apple Tree 29 liters board, and Dominic was so kind to to lend me a Max with the performance
Max of the power battery.
The power battery, the big battery. And that's about it. Do you want me to start already with experience, or you want to start from scratch?
Well, I'll just say the gear that I was on first.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No problem. Right, so I was on the 5.0 38-litre Zappel, which is a trench board. And the foil was the Axis Fireball 1160, ultra-short fuse, and the Skinny 40. The day before, we did a practice run, and it was such light conditions that I was on the size up from that, the Fireball 1250, and we just had to pump the whole time, didn't we? It was, yeah, exhausting. Today, the conditions were better, much better. But the big problem that we all had was that the swell was very cross on. And essentially, the whole race, we were having to cut left. If at any point you just rode the swell downwind for any length of time, you just
got... 1 second you were on shore.
Yeah, it was just, you were right on the beach, so you would expend so much energy pumping back out again. So the whole race, there was no respite from having to pump out. And me personally, I was using the just a mixture of pumping as far as I could, cutting out left. And then when my legs were tired, I would just give a little bit of a boost from the motor. And that was pretty much it for the whole race. So, it was very, very challenging conditions. And for anybody who's not used to downwinding, this is not the ideal way to start. So I've got to say that no matter what the results were, everybody here, in my opinion, did amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm very, very grateful for all of you guys for coming and taking part. Okay, so I think the next thing is we'll go around and just do our experiences in the race. After that, we'll maybe think about what we learnt from it, because I know I learnt a hell of a lot. So let's start off, David.
Okay. My big takeaways today are foil selection is number one. On a personal level, I did what I expected I was going to do, what I thought I might do, but not what I hoped I could do. If I could do it again tomorrow, I'm pretty sure I'd do a lot better. What did I learn? Reading the bumps. And there's no way in the world you could learn this on a SUP paddleboard. There is no way. You'd die from, you need a defibrillatory on your board. The foil drive just, yeah, I don't think I'd have got more than 50 metres past the start line. I probably wouldn't even have started. So it's just the ideal tool to get you into downwinding. You've got to be able to motor around very comfortably. You have to be at a certain level on foil drive. You couldn't just buy one and go and downwind, that's for sure. You've got to be really comfortable on the throttle, and your motoring around skills, and obviously the pop-up, which is from the surfing, that's all fine. Ride height was good. I kept finding that I could like cruise on the foil, but not really high, but keeping my throttle on like 10%, I could keep a really good even pace. You know, and we didn't really know whether these were good conditions or not, because before the race, it was mentioned that they were really good conditions. But I think that's for guys who really know what they're doing. But so all these things are going through your mind as well. But So and then there was a cross swell, and how to, every time that came through, it just threw the whole picture. If you did go towards the beach, you could get stuck in a moment, and you could go for a long time. But you know, there was the big ugly building, as they called it, was our target. I didn't complete the race. I think I did maybe 10 or 11 kilometres. I had another battery in the boat, but it didn't seem right to use it, and it, you know, the time had been used up a lot. The nitty gritty, go back to that bit again, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So why do you think that you didn't complete the race? Was it like a lack of experience of downwinding, or was it just the conditions were too difficult, or a, you know, mixture of everything?
It was the lack of the experience in downwinding, for sure. Right. And you can watch Dave West, you can watch all the guys on YouTube, but if you don't get in the water, you're not going to learn. And you've got to do that.
That's such a good point, because the only way to learn downwinding is to do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sounds stupid to say it, but you know, you can watch all the YouTube videos that you like, you can study it, but the conditions are always going to be different. And
never going to be the same,
yeah,
is it?
So. Yeah, that's the beauty of downwinding. It's a challenge. So if you want to do something easy, maybe downwinding isn't the thing for you. But if you want a challenge, and when you break that challenge, you break that sort of code, and you get it, it can be one of the most
it's got to be
exhilarating.
So satisfying.
Yeah.
It's got to be so satisfying. But it's cool. Great just jumping in out of your comfort zone, having a safe way of doing it.
Yeah.
A way you can actually get up on foil. And it keeps the Alzheimer's away at a certain age. So.
So you do it again?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not giving up. Not giving up.
Awesome.
In the past weeks, I've been in touch with Dave, because as soon as we realized we would have come here for the Barcelona downwind race, and then we were in touch, and he was a little bit skeptical at the beginning, and I said, well, you're a foiler, you're on a foil drive, so it's gonna be fine, don't worry. But then I realized also myself, I started to be a little bit, because I was scared about the condition. And actually, I had like a nightmare the day before that would have been here like a storm with 3 meters waves and 30 knots. Okay, so when I came here and I finally see the conditions, like sunny, yesterday was the one we did the training, it was good. I mean, it was light, but it was a pump fist, but it was, definitely doable.
Yeah.
And that was the time yesterday when I checked, then when I realized that I could do, this downwind with using a little bit of battery, of course, but it was totally doable. And I was using yesterday the 1080. Then when we arrived today at the event site, the organizer, he said, no, it's going to be, look at that. And me and Dominic say, yes, it's like it looks like exactly the same of yesterday. No, trust me, it's 10 times better. And so I said, okay, then let's downsize. And then as soon as I was motoring up, then I realized, oh, damn, then that was not the good choice. And then I spent like 10% of battery going, to the event site. And then I said, because the conditions were not so good, because the wind doesn't align with the waves, so you have all the time to cut back, and pumping. So it was not that easy. But I'm really happy that I managed to arrive at the end, which is for me was the goal since the beginning, to arrive at the end and to finish this. It was even for me the first downwinder. I'm stoked to achieve that, and I'm really looking forward to do another one and to train at home.
Awesome, cool. So you'll pass it on to the Fryer boys. Aaron first. Oh, Sean first. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so as my first downwind, I probably should have used a bigger battery. So actually at the start, to get to the actual event site, it was probably, I don't know, about 300 meters out from the shore. And to get to the event site, I actually had to paddle out there because I didn't want to use any of my battery, since I was using a slim battery. So I knew I would be on the limit. And actually, thanks to Gael, he helped me to get to the event site. But once the downwind started, let's say I thought the game plan was like to go out at sea. So I used like, I don't know, half of the battery to get out at sea, and maybe there I could have found some better bumps. But in the end, it was like the same as it was like 100 meters towards the shore. So at that point, I realized I was a bit in the mud. So, but with one battery, I still did about 5 kilometers, and but my brother did much better than me, so he'll talk about that.
Hi again. Yeah, me too. I had a slim battery, so I knew I had to use the motor as less as possible. So I started off actually really well, pumping and trying to study the bumps. And at one point, I got a bit tired from the pumping and fell in. And I was extremely tired. And when I was getting back up, I fell 3 or 4 times. I failed 3 or 4 times to get back up. And once I got back up, I looked at my controller and the battery was at 10%. So I knew I didn't have to make any more mistakes. So it went quite well because I did like another 2 kilometers. So I arrived like at 10 kilometers and my battery finished. And I was a bit disappointed with my experience or performance. And I can't wait to do another one.
I just want to chip in here because these two are such skilled wing foilers and prone foilers, but this is their first downwinding experience and it was in really, really challenging conditions. And I think we've all discussed this and we all sort of agree that if the swell had been cross shore rather than cross on,
yep,
we all agree that you would have made it to the end on that slim battery.
Yeah, for yeah, sure.
Because the times where you did just follow the swell, you were like, you were just gliding and yeah, foiling. Yeah, yeah. So I think the point that I want to make is that I don't want anyone to think that these guys haven't done really well. They did really well. I feel really bad for, it's not my fault, the conditions, but for allowing them to go out for their first downwind race, their first proper downwinder, really, on the slim with the performance, the smallest battery. So we didn't have any choice really for them to take part in the race. They had to use the equipment that they had. We were hoping that the conditions would be a little bit better than they were. So I think they've done incredibly well for you know what nature has thrown at us, but that's it, isn't it? You know, the ocean will always humble us. But I'm so pleased that you've not been put off and that you're wanting to carry on learning the downwinder.
Like, for sure. Like, even though we used the slim, I think it actually helped. Like, once you are up and forward, it does actually help because that it's much lighter than the max. So
yeah,
I guess if the bumps were actually like cross, it would have been perfect because less weight actually helped you really. So. But even though we actually got stranded out at sea, we'll be keen on doing another one.
There were rescue boats, I have to add that.
Yeah, there were rescue boats.
I also, these guys rock prone foiling with the slim, so, you know, they're used to it. They know that they can get good rides it. Right, so over to Gail.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, sorry. I want to point out as well, because Gail isn't such a good dock starter pump foiler, but again, this is his first real downwind experience, yeah, so 100%. Over to you.
So first off, I have to say that I hate these guys because they completely ruined my flat water pumping career, because now I'm just completely in love with downwinding and I'm probably not going to do much dock starting anymore after this trip. But so I'm gonna say I didn't finish and I had to like swim back more than 1 kilometer to shore, but I absolutely loved it. I was out there and I was singing, I was laughing, I had an amazing time, even though I was struggling, but it was just fantastic. And this never happens in flat water, because yes, you can train, like I've been training a lot, sprints and turns and sharp turns, but it's not as fun as downwinding. Like, I was going to the dock, yeah, I was having a great time, but not even close to what I had today. And just to give a little bit of context, these guys are pros. Like, no downwind experience, and they did 10 kilometers with a slim battery. I think I would not even have done the first beach with a slim battery. But to provide some context again, yesterday, unfortunately, I wasn't able to to do any training, and that was probably the worst part for me, because it took me 20 minutes, 30 minutes to figure things out, and in those 30 minutes, besides wasting time, I burnt a lot of battery. So I fell probably 20 times, and that's disqualifying. Actually, I would never have expected to reach 13, 14 Ks, whatever I did, with one battery after all those mistakes, right? But after that, it got better and better and better, and like really in half an hour, 40 minutes, I wouldn't say that I learned downwinding, but I learned so much, and this is just because of the foil drive. Again, as Dave said, imagine doing that when you have to spaddle up every time you do a mistake. I did 40 mistakes, and I was up once again all the time, no problems. I bridged 10 times, no problems, because you can get up, and it's just amazing. Like the feeling of being out there in the blue, in the middle of nowhere, with no one around and no sound, because you cannot even hear the wind because it's just pushing you, and you're just flying quite fast, even though I wasn't on a fast foil necessarily. It's just an incredible, an amazing feeling. And the thing that, like, the fact that it's a foil drive allows you to experience this feeling with no previous experience or little experience is just incredible. So yeah, that's really it. I don't really have much to say besides this, besides the fact that probably if I would have practiced yesterday, I would probably have made it until the end. And after I got out, I was freezing. I was without the wetsuit and everything, but I was ready to do another one, because I knew that with another one, I would have made so much better, because I learned so much thanks to the foil drive in one run. So that's it, really. Get yourself a foil drive.
I think that's it's obviously, I would say this because I'm biased, but it really does make a very good point that foil drive takes away the worry of, if I fall, will I be able to get up and foil again? So for people who are determined to learn how to sup downwind, paddle power alone, don't rule it out, because it will help you to get up on foil so that you can learn the downwinding part. And by using possibly the throttle limiter, you can reduce the amount of power that's available to you little bit by little bit, so that you start off maybe with full power, you eventually end up going down to 20% and then ditching the foil drive, and you're then able to do it by paddle power alone. But for a lot of people like me, and I don't know if anybody else here is the same, I want to be on foil enjoying the foiling experience, and if I'm killing myself getting up on foil, then I'm too exhausted to enjoy the foiling experience afterwards. So whether you use foil drive to get you up on foil, sorry, to learn how to downwind and then move away from it, or whether you use it and it's forever a part of your foiling sort of experience, I don't think it matters. We've mentioned Dave West. He won the division. He pulled the trigger, got up on foil, and then never used the foil drive again in the whole of the race. Now that to me blows my mind. I don't think it'll be long before some of these people at the other end there can do the same. Yeah, but yeah, it takes away the worry of, can I get up on foil? And it lets you enjoy the experience. It also gives you more time on foil so that you can learn to read the bumps. It's almost like it takes away the consequences, so you can push it harder, you can take chances. So thanks to everybody. I'm really stoked that you've all, you know, thank God I haven't put these guys off downwinding. It's great to know that they're keen to carry on with the experience. So is there anything else that anyone wants to add, or
I just want to say something that it was an incredible atmosphere that we felt, like everyone's were so friendly and very, like all of them, everyone's like very nice people, and I'm really happy that also the foil drive like community and team riders, they are they are just incredible people and very nice to spend time with. So really, that's awesome.
Very well said. Yeah, the community, the downwinder community is they're just awesome. From the elite at the top to, you know, everybody's just so friendly, so willing to talk about their experiences and just really make the whole festival. And thank you so much to Chabby from Windsurfers Paradise for organizing this whole event. It's been amazing. We've got two more days of doing demos and clinics, and I'm pretty sure that Sean and Aaron are going to show everybody how it's done, because there's going to be some swell coming along soon. So prone foiling is on. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you to you, Dom.
Thanks to Zavi and the team.
Yeah, for sure.
It was good being out there knowing you had your back covered all the time. It was so slick, the organisation. The guys in the boats were so friendly, so helpful. It was good. It was really made it so easy. There's no fear in it, you know?
Exactly. The vibe was super important. Like, they made it so relaxing. Again, no downwind experience, literally no downwind experience. And I just went out because I felt relaxed, because everybody was like, just nice vibe in general. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening.